Welcome to the prophets. Do you want to know what's coming next? Find out what God is doing. We will be hearing what God is saying in this season. Now, your host, Apostle Jason Leppard. Hello, guys. Hello. This is Apostle Jason here today. Thank you guys for tuning in. You'll find us. We're transferring over podcast, but I apologize about that, guys. But anyways, we're on a subject today, learning to choose your soulmate. Learning to choose your soulmate. I believe this is what God is saying in this hour, guys. He's saying, learning to choose your soulmate. We got to learn to choose them. If we don't learn to choose the right person in our life, guys, this is where it's going to end up. Nowhere. You understand? Nowhere. Otherwise, what I'm saying is, you cannot choose the wrong person in your life to be your soul or partner, because when you partner with somebody that ain't going where you're going with God, then you're not going to go nowhere too fast. Okay? Let's get into this. Let's dive into this. Y'all ready? Father, we just thank you today, Lord. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for this 24-hour radio station, Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can reach people. And God, right now, Holy Spirit, Lord, you take over and teach us what you need to teach us today, Father. What you're doing, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, Father. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you give us understanding of what you're trying to teach us today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, guys, let's dive into this. Proverbs 31. This don't just talk about a woman. It talks about a man as well. If you are a woman looking for a man, this can benefit you. If you are a man looking for a woman, vice versa, it can benefit you as well. It can benefit you either way. So, here's what I'm trying to say, guys. Here's what I'm trying to say. Okay, here's what I'm trying to say. We don't realize, but characteristic, you know, the Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above rubies. But let me tell you something. The biggest lie that I believed for years was believing, watch this, believing that God was going to throw somebody in my lap. No, sir. The scriptures does not declare that. Matter of fact, God left it up to you to choose the right one for you. Now, he gives us wisdom and knowledge and understanding to people that's come in my life. Let me tell you something, my friend. The devil will send you somebody too, I promise you. He will send you somebody too. I promise you, he will send you somebody. And you'll think it's of God, and you ask God, well, I asked God to send me somebody, and he sent me somebody. Not necessarily. Just because somebody knows that, you know, it'd be like you ordering something online, and the man comes out and gives you a package. Well, if everybody else gets to know about your address, guess what? They're going to send a package too to deceive you from getting what God wants you to get. This is good, guys, because you got to get out of this mentality. Oh, God caused Adam to fall in a deep sleep, and God brought Eve to Adam. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. You got to read the scriptures. You got to go back in Genesis chapter 3. You got to read the scriptures, because he didn't bring Eve to Adam. No, he didn't. He brought Eve from Adam, not to him. Think about this. He caused the deep sleep to come upon a man, and the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2 and 3, it says that he caused deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he brought forth the woman from Adam. So he didn't bring Eve to him. He brought her from him. So no, God's not going to send you. He's going to send you people, but you got to discern. You got to have wisdom and knowledge to know the red flags. Let's get in it today. This is good. This will help you in your single life. If you're single out there and you're trying to find a spouse, you're trying to find a soul partner to partner with you, then you need to watch the red flags, guys. I'm telling you. You got to. It's a must. Let's get into this. Proverbs 31. Man, this will help you out too. Women, this will help you out too. Read Proverbs chapter 31. This will help anyone out. Now let's get to this. Watch this, guys. And Proverbs 31 says in 2, it says, what son? And it reads from the King James. What son? From my womb, and what son of my vows? Give thou the strength unto the woman, verse 3, nor the ways to destroy the kings. Watch this, guys. It is not for kings of Lebanon or forsaken kings to drink wine, nor the prince's strong drink, lest thy drink forget the law. Watch this, verse 5. Watch this, lest the drink forget the law and pervert the judgment of any afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and wine unto the heavy hearts. Let him drink, forget his poverty, and remember misery no more. Open mouth unto the dumb, and into the case, we're gonna read this, guys. And then the case such as appointed to destructions. Open my mouth, judge rightly. Notice what he says in verse 9. Otherwise, it's ruined through impressors. Open my mouth, judge rightly, and plead the cause of the poor and the needy. Now, we read from 1 to 9 there, and he is judging the outside of a person. Otherwise, he's looking for these red flags, guys. You got to read this. You can't just read this fast. You got to study this, and you got to allow the Holy Spirit to give you understanding. It says, open your mouth, judge rightly, plead the cause of the poor and needy. In verse 10, this is where it starts, guys. Who can find a virtuous woman? That's what he was asking them. Who can find this virtuous woman? And Ruth 3:1 says, and now, my daughter, fear not, for I do thee request for the city of my people. Thou art a virtuous woman. Know that thou art a virtuous woman. Watch in Ruth 4:1. Ruth 4:1. I went up to Boaz at the gate and sat down there, and behold, the kings of Boaz spoke came by, and whom he said, hold such one, turn aside, set down here. Otherwise, Boaz was looking at Ruth. And we find that in Ruth. You can read the whole book of Ruth. That's a good book to read too. Boaz was watching Ruth in the field. The first thing he noticed about Ruth was her work ethic. Now, guys, I want to tell you something. You're looking for a lady, don't look for a lazy one. Because if she's lazy, she don't want to work, she don't want to do anything, you better get rid of her. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Because this is a character of the Proverbs 31 woman or the Proverbs 31 man. This goes both ways, guys. This don't just go with women, okay? This goes with men, too. You don't want a lazy Boaz, broke ass, Poaz. Come on. These are some characteristics that you need to look for. These are characteristics. But Boaz, one thing he was noticing about Ruth was she was a hard worker. She was a hard worker. That's one of the characters of the Proverbs 31 woman or the Proverbs 31 man. We can, hey, it goes both ways. He says, who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find? And you can go like, you know, Ruth chapter 4. Ruth is a good book. Now listen to this. Watch this, guys. This is an excellent picture of truly lovely wife is considered and drawn in according to the customs of the Eastern nations. But who can find? Why did he say, who can find a virtuous woman? Why did he say that? Why did he say who can find? Because God left it up to us. Watch this, guys. God left it up to us to judge these people that comes in our life. Come on. That's exactly what Boaz was doing to Ruth, and that's exactly what he was doing in Proverbs chapter 31. King Solomon. King Solomon wrote Proverbs. You understand Proverbs is the book of wisdom, right? It's a book of wisdom. We need wisdom and knowledge. That's what we need. We don't need things. We don't need cars. We don't need houses. No, we need knowledge. We need wisdom. We need to quit doing what we need to be doing. See, we pray for houses and cars. No, you need to pray for wisdom. Whoever lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Guys, we need more wisdom than we do finances. Then we do cars and houses. We need wisdom. Now watch this, guys. Who can find a virtuous woman for her price is far above rubies? Come on. You can't buy this woman. That's for sure. You can't buy her love. You can't buy his love. And I'm talking about a man and a woman today, both. You can't buy. Listen, if you're looking for a man, woman, if you're looking for a man that is precious than rubies, guess what? He's looking for a woman that's precious than rubies. So it goes both ways. The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her. So she has a characteristic that her husband don't have to worry. She has a characteristic that she can be trustworthy with anything. She has them characteristics. The heart of her husband doeth safely trust in her. Otherwise, she's built a trust with him that he don't have to worry about going to work and she's out cheating on him or blowing his money or blowing her money. Goes both ways. I'm going to say the other way too, the man too. If these characteristics don't come to pass, guys, then you stepped in a mud hole. Come on. So watch this. So that he shall have no need of spoil. Otherwise, she will do him good and not evil. All the days of her life? No. All the days of her life, not just some days. So she's not going to be a part-time person till she gets you. Come on, this is good, guys. Till she gets the ring on your finger. She's not going to be till she gets the ring on your finger and then, okay, she changes. See, people change because of situations. Sometimes people change when they say I do because now they think they own you. So now, therefore, they think they've changed. So it takes time to watch a person. So if you got in a relationship and you got married tomorrow, guess what? Then you didn't give it enough time. Time tells everything, guys. Don't rush in no relationship because I'm learning myself. Don't rush in no relationship because you don't know what that person's capable of because sometimes they act that way until they get you, and when they got you, they think they own you, and then when they got you, they think, well, he ain't going nowhere or she ain't going nowhere. Come on. Watch this. This really needs to be taught in the church. She seeketh wool and flax and willingly work with her hands. See, she's a worker. He's a worker. She's a worker. He's a worker. These are some characteristics what we got to see. She bringeth her food from afar. She raises up while it is yet night and giveth meat to her house and a portion to her handmaids. Otherwise, she's a giver. So if that man's not a giver, if that woman's not a giver that you're seeking, these are some characteristics and red flags that we need to look at. She considereth the field and buy it, and the fruit of her hands shall be planted in the vineyard. Otherwise, she is a woman that knows how to deal with money. She don't blow money. She makes money, number one. Number two, she knows how to increase money. Come on. She knows how to make a dollar and turn it into $5. Instead of going to the store, the more you bring it in, she sets it right out back side of the door. Come on. You need to get rid of that woman. You need to get rid of that man that does that as well. It goes both ways, guys. A virtuous woman goes both ways. You got to understand, it goes both ways. These are some signs, woman, that you need to find out if he's blowing your money or he's increasing your money. He'll be a business person. He'll increase your money instead of blow it. Come on. This is some good stuff. Good stuff. So she considers a field and buy it. And the fruit of her hands shall be planted in the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She preserveth merchandise. She preserved that her merchandise is good. Her candle does not go out by night. So otherwise, it don't matter how dark it gets, she still shines. You know what I'm saying? Some people, when hard times come, they just crumble. They become the person that you didn't marry or you didn't come with or you didn't get with. Their character starts changing. You got to watch these things. You must watch these things in people, guys. These are some red flags, red flags. And if you don't pay attention to them, what's going to happen is you're going to stay with that person for 20-something years, maybe 30-something. But listen, it will never last. You know why divorce rate is high today? Because we're getting with the wrong soulmates. We are getting with the wrong. And guys, you're listening to somebody that has went through this. I have went through divorce. Yes, I have. I have learned these things. But we must stop now. We must learn wisdom now. We must learn that, listen, if you see these red flags, if God is showing you these red flags, he's leaving it up to you to say, nope, that's not what God wants for me, because you don't line up to the Proverbs 31 woman or the man. Come on. My God, this is good. She perceiveth her merchandise is good. Her counteth go up by night. She lieth on her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hands to the poor, yea, she stretches out her hands to the needy. Listen, if that person, if that man, woman, or vice versa, woman, if that woman ain't a giver, then you need to go on down the road. If they're stingy and want to hoard up everything they got, listen, you need to watch for the signs. She is not afraid of snow of her household, for a household of clothed with scarlet, her household's clothed with scarlet. So this person is not living in fear either. She don't have insecurities. He don't have insecurities. Listen, if you're going to walk with God, you got to be fearless. You can't fear what comes to your house. You cannot fear, guys. You cannot fear, woman. You cannot fear, man. Listen, you can't walk in insecurities. I don't care what happened in the bad past relationship. You can't bring your junk to the new one. Come on. You got to get rid of it, because there's no fear in love. Love casts out fear. That's the biggest thing me and my wife struggled with in our past relationships, was fear. Love casts out fear. Do you know that? Listen, you got to have love in a relationship for it to work. You don't marry people because they have kids, or you want them to be a good mama to your kids. Come on. Or you want that man to be a good daddy to your kids. No, you better marry that man, or you better marry that woman, because you love them. L-O-V-E, baby. It's God. You know what I'm saying? God is love. And whoever loves is of God. Come on. Love. We got to have love for them, period. We can't love them for the kids. No, because when the kids walk out and grow up and go out, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be still there with that person. You got to love them, period. You can't have no other but love. You can't love them for money, because when the money goes out, guess what? What are y'all going to do? Come on, because if you can't walk with me with $10 in my pocket, you definitely can't walk with me with $50,000 in my pocket. Come on, you got to love them, L-O-V-E. Find it, it's God. God is love, and whoever loves is of God. My God, this is good, guys. I think I might get the tape myself. But she is not afraid of the snow of her household, for her household is clothed with scarlet. So she takes a bath, he takes a bath, they take care of themselves. That's another flag. People that don't take care of themselves and don't groom themselves and look pretty for others, then they're depressed. And when depression sets in, that's what's going to happen to your relationship. These are some of the signs. You know, people get with some people, they say, man, you know, Jason, I've been married for this one for years. She just stays depressed all the time. He just stays depressed all the time. I've been married this man for years. I hear all people say these things. Do not marry somebody that deals with depression, because what's going to happen is that depression is going to grip your marriage and grip your relationship, and then it's going to start interfering your relationship with God, folks. My God. Watch this, guys. She is clothed in scarlet. That means she takes care of herself. She's proud of what she's got. You got to love yourself, men, before you love a woman. You got to love yourself, women, before you love a man. You got to find yourself and take care of yourself. And that's, you know, most people, why they're fat and obese, you know why? Because they're oppressed. Because they stay depressed. They eat out of boredom. They don't. And you know what's funny? You know what's funny? This is what the Holy Spirit just brought to me. People, oh, they dress up when they first meet their man. Oh, yeah, they got the hair. But ain't it kind of funny and ironic when you marry, you don't do that no more because you think, well, I got him. I don't have to impress him no more, or I don't have to impress her no more. Now I got him, and I don't care what I look like. But listen, it's not the fact that you care what they think. It's what you think about yourself, how you carry yourself. And you do not carry yourself well, what's going to happen to your relationship? It's the other person's going to think, you know what? He don't care about himself. He used to dress up and he used to wing back his hair. She used to fix up herself. My God, when I first met my wife, you know, she put on makeup. She looked like a hot mama. Come on. But that all goes away when we get married. Why is that? These are some of the signs that we need to look for. Depressed person, guys, if somebody is dealing with depression, I'm telling you, you better run like a scalded dog. She maketh herself coverings and taperty, her clothes silk with purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he is sitting in the elders of the land, she maketh fine linen and sell it, and deliver quittles and merchant. And strength and honor are her clothing. And she will rejoice in time to come. What is that strength and honor? How do you get honor? You honor. Her strength, we look at Delilah. Samson's hair was his strength. And then we look in the New Testament where it says a woman's hair is her glory. Let me tell you something. God used hair in the Bible to demonstrate protection. Come on. We're not, a man is over a woman because she needs protection. She don't need a control freak. I'm going to say that again. The woman needs protection. She don't need a control freak. She don't need a man to be telling her what to do. Give me 50 push-ups. Listen, woman, do this. And you speak to her like a dog, that's what you're going to get. Nothing but a dog. A man don't need that. A woman don't need that. Let me make myself clear here, guys. Don't treat each other like dogs because you're not a dog. Neither one of you. Don't be hitting on one another and don't be talking to another like they some kind of dog. It goes both ways. But for some reason, God used the hair of the woman to say that the hair is her glory. But I noticed when Samson and Delilah got in their little debate, Samson was strong and his hair was his strength. But in the New Testament says that her hair was her glory. Let me tell you something. Her hair was her glory because the man is the woman's glory. The woman is the man's glory. Let me say that straight. I don't know if I'm trying to get that to you. You got to get this in your spirit. In the New Testament said that the woman's hair was her glory. And Samson and Delilah said that it was Samson's strength. So if in that passage of Samson, if his hair was his strength, come on, I'm going somewhere here. If his hair was his strength and the woman's hair was her glory, then listen, the man without the woman, see what I'm saying? The woman is our strength, guys. The woman is our strength. That's what I'm saying. The woman gives us strength. She gives us strength when a man's weak. And man, you can get weak, believe me. Woman, let me tell you something. The reason why the man is your glory is because you come from a man. My God, this is good. You got to get this in your spirit. You come from a man, so he's the glory of you. See, like the son is the glory of God because the son come from God. So he's the glory. He's the hope of glory. But he's not our glory, he's God's glory because he come from God. But watch this, I'm going to show you something else. See, we're the glory of him because we come from him. My God. Yes, Lord, we come from him. So if we come from Christ, that makes us the glory of the Son of God, but not of God, but of the Son of God. Whatever you come from, you're the glory of it. So that's why in the New Testament, it said that the man was, the woman's hair was her glory, but the woman's hair represented her protection, which was the man. See, guys, let me tell you something. In Genesis chapter 3, y'all come from us. Y'all didn't come, we didn't come from y'all. Y'all come from us. And now y'all reproduce both male and female. My God. So here's the dilemma here. If you first come from us, that means that we're your glory. You are our glory. You're the glory of a man. You're scratching your head. I know you are. You're scratching your head thinking, oh, Lord, Jason, you've confused me. No, I'm not confusing you, because the author of the confusion is Satan. I'm not trying to confuse you. I'm trying to show you what strength and honor is. See, the woman needs to honor the man, but you need to honor the woman because she's your strength, man. She is your strength, but the man is your honor. You got to understand something, women. Listen, if you want to get right with God, you need to start honoring your husband. Strength and honor are her clothing that wraps around her. Come on. When you disrespect the man, woman, you're going to get disrespected back. But listen, man, let me tell you something. If you don't honor, if you don't respect the woman because she is your strength, then you try to be alone and see how much strength you got. Not too much. And she shall rejoice in the time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom. So don't marry a dumb woman. Don't marry a dumb man. Listen, guys. This thing has got to be done with wisdom. And in her tongue is the law of kindness. She's not going to be rude. He's not going to be rude. Come on. I'm preaching both ways here. Proverbs 31, woman. Proverbs 31, man. Goes both ways, guys. Both ways. You could say he opened his mouth unto wisdom. And his tongue is the law of kindness. Both ways. Both ways. But why did a woman dip? Why did God illustrate through King Solomon in Proverbs about a Proverbs 31 woman? Why did he do it? Because women are supposed to be examples to men. Vice versa. Men are supposed to be examples to women. So we got to work our own salvation out, guys. We got to work this thing out. It starts with me and God. It started with Adam and God, not Adam and Eve. Remember, when she's sin, what did Adam, oh, it's the woman. We start doing the blame game, don't we? Oh, it's their fault. No, it's your fault. You're the cause of everything. Listen, you're the one that got with them, first of all. You're the one that married them, first of all. So who can you blame? You. Why? Because you didn't have the wisdom to know. But it's all right. We can pick up the pieces and go on and learn from wisdom keys. Watch this, guys. He looketh well or she looketh well. The ways of her household or his household. He eateth not bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Watch there. Look at there. Praises her. He don't cuss her. He don't call her an idiot. He don't call her this. He don't call. No. Her husband also praises her. Praises him. Same way, women. Goes back to the man. He needs compliments too. Many daughters have done vitreously, but thou exalt them all. Favor, watch this. Favor is deceitful, but beauty is vain. Don't marry them because they got the good backside or they got the good front side, guys. Mm-mm. Don't you get with them just because they're beautiful. Because, listen, favor is deceitful. And don't get with them because they got a lot of money either. Because let me tell you something, money ain't going to satisfy love. Come on. And it ain't going to satisfy. Beauty is in vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Listen, you need to get with somebody because they in love with God, not because they in love with you either. Come on, you can't do that. Listen, how in the world are you going to stay with somebody? How in the world are you going to stay with somebody when they don't love the person you're loving? It's God. I've seen that too. But a man that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Listen, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Listen, you can't stay with people just because they love you. Because if they love you and don't love your God, guess what's going to happen? It ain't going to last. Yeah. It's not going to last. Give her the fruit of her hands, and her work shall be praised in the gate. So, here we go. It all boils down to a walk in a relationship with Father God. That's what it boils down to today. It boils down to do we have a relationship with the Father? It's been good. It's been real, guys. Been real today. Been real. And listen, I want to tell you something. This woman will always be praised, but a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. But a man that feareth the Lord shall be praised too. Both ways, guys, both ways. So we need to look for these signs. We need to look for these signs, guys. Whew. It's been real, brother. Been real, brothers and sisters. Been real today. Listen, I'm going to shout out with this, guys. Favor is grace and personal manner. That's what favor means. You know what I'm saying? Viciously compared to Proverbs 30. Beauty of face or form or true pretty alone commands. These are some of the things that, you know, but favor is grace in personal manner. It's what it is. But a woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. Favor is deceitful, guys. Just because you see them with lots of money or they got, you know, houses and all this stuff, favor is deceitful. I'm telling you. But beauty is vain. Just because you see all these things does not make them right for you. Because, listen, it says, but a man or woman that feareth the Lord shall be praised. See, it all boils down to fear. Fearing the Lord means you're not going to do these things because you love Him, because you fear God. Listen, fear is not in people anymore. I'm telling that right now. You fear of doing people wrong. You fear of telling lies. You fear of cheating. You fear of blowing money, not telling your spouse. You fear these things because you fear Him. It's all about a relationship with God. So the big key is for a man and a woman, listen, man, look how her relationship is with God. Watch it. Don't let her tell it, because I've heard a lot of people, I love God. Yeah, I see you do, because your actions ain't showing it. Come on. You don't half go to church, and when you do, you go to sleep. Come on. You don't love God like I do. So therefore, it ain't going to work. Ain't going to work. It's not going to work. Key things to look for, guys. Listen, I'm going to get off here. This has been a day. Love you guys with all my heart. We will see you next week. We'll see you next Wednesday on Miracle Night 2. Guys, this is the prophets. Listen, I believe God is saying in this hour, we need to watch what we're doing and who we're picking. Because it's a crucial hour that we need to know. You know, people, words are cheap. Don't listen to people's words. If you're dating and you're listening to this man or woman's words, oh, I'm this, I'm that. No, show me. Don't tell me nothing. The last time I saw fruit, watch this. I'm going to leave you with this. The last time I saw fruit never talked. Never did. Matter of fact, fruit never talked. It never talked, but I saw growth in it. So you got to watch these people. You can't listen to nothing that comes out of their mouth. Well, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this. I don't care what you are. Show me. I want to see it. I want to see who you are. I don't want to hear who you are. I want to see who you are. See, actions put Jesus on the cross. Words didn't put him there. So quit paying attention to his words or her words. Leaving you with that. Y'all have a blessed day. Listen, if you want to support us, listen, go to thekingdomradio.com, thekingdomradio.com. Click on some of the links up there, and it'll take you to some support pages. You can sow a seed or whatever to support us. We thank you for your general offering. Anything you want to give to help us stay on the radio and in these podcasts that's going out everywhere. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Love you with all my heart. Y'all be blessed today. God bless y'all.